This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jackson tumbling after the bouncing ball. Miller knocks it away. Denver is scored.
It's back. Redskins Ravens tomorrow night. Kevin Harlan, Westwood One. We love football. Is it still going to be king in 20 years? That is the question on the phones. Great conversation, I think. I'm enjoying it and enjoying your feedback. 800-636-1067. Richard Deitch polled beat writers. I'm polling you. Some said yes, some said no. They don't think the game will be number one still in 20 years. Tom is in Manassas. He's got a take. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
First of all, I agree with completely with what Pete had to say, letting the kids develop more. But I think it's going to be more of a shift in the progressive and liberal type communities, like in Northern California. You might see some drop off. But when you're talking about rural communities in Florida and Texas and Oklahoma and throughout the Midwest and South, football's king. They're always going to be playing it, in my mind.
Interesting. I haven't thought about it like a red blue thing or like a politics debate. I guess I get what you're saying, but I think it's going to just come down to what we learn. You know, how much more comes out on CTE? How many Bennett Amalus out there are telling us that you're going to have CTE if you play in the NFL? Because that's essentially what we're finding out now. The interview I was listening to with Amalu a couple days ago was him essentially saying, you can't play in the league for an extended period of time because to get there, you played in high school, you played in college, you played as a child, and it's the combination of all those hits that's killing you, that's giving you CTE. Now, his point is not that the NFL should disappear. His point is kids should not be playing. His point was you want to have the choice as an adult to make your millions of dollars doing something. There's people that make very little money that take their life into their hands every time they go out and wash windows on the 96th floor or whatever. There are jobs where you risk your life. Football might be eventually viewed as one of those. His point is when you're a child, you don't know any better, and you're 7 or 8, you shouldn't be allowed to play football. I think that flag football, Drew Brees' initiative, some of these things are going to become massive, and they could save the game. I really believe that. Joe in Hollywood, go ahead.
Hey, man, love the show, love the topic, but I think you're out to lunch with respect to the NFL going away in 20-something years. In fact, I think the game is going to get way more violent. I think the elites need the violence of the game, need the distraction to keep us unaware of the economic problems, the social problems. And with respect to little kids not getting into the game, look at the fan base for UFC. There's gobs and gobs of fans, but practically none of them actually do any fighting. So I think it's going to be...
What do you mean do any fighting? What does that mean?
People don't participate in UFC. They don't do MMA. They don't do mixed martial arts.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Watch the program. So I think it's going to come back strong, and it's going to come back bigger and better because the elites need that.
Well, then we agree. When you say I'm out to lunch, I'm saying that it's still going to be king in 20 years. I don't understand where we disagree.
Oh, yeah, man. But I think you've made the point that, or you argued a little bit that the game...
Yeah, well, I'm doing a solo show. Thank you for the call. I'm presenting both sides of the argument is what I'm doing. My opinion is that the NFL will still be king. I agree with you. Now, where we, it sounds like, do disagree, I think that there should be a movement for less youth participation in football. The question then becomes, does that cripple the game? And if that's what ends football, or that's what makes football worse, then that's going to have to be a byproduct of that. But just my personal opinion, as I said, I won't let my kid play football when he's in third grade. No chance. I just think we've gotten smarter. We've learned that that's a bad time to be on a football field. Bill's in Rockville. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Over 10 years ago, Census Bureau published a statistic that jumped off the page to me. By the year 2060, I think it was, over half the population of the United States will be Hispanic. It's a simple fact of birth rates. There's more birth rates occurring in that population than in the other population. So the question the NFL is going to face is, if they're trying to grow their product, not shrink their product, is how are they going to get access to those Hispanics, many of which prefer a sport that's by far dominant over football in the rest of the world? That's an interesting question. And will they get there, or is soccer going to continue to grow and potentially take on the same impact it has in the world?
That's a thought-provoking call. I'd never heard that stat before. Travis is in Chantilly on Grant and Danny. Travis, Richard Deitch of SI asked writers if the NFL will still be king in 20 years. What's your take?
Hey, Grant. Thanks for having me. So personally, from a spectator perspective, to me, Saturdays and Sundays, football is always something to look forward to, right?
Yep.
I mean, I wake up in the morning, I fire up the smoker, whatever, you know, whatever I'm cooking that day, it's an all-day event. And I mean, even my wife knows, you know, once fall rolls around, you know, do not schedule any wine tastings, do not schedule dinner dates with friends.
I'm the exact same way.
So with that being said, no, I can't speak for, you know, the youth in that problem, but from a pure spectator standpoint, all I can say is I don't ever see that going away. It's me, it's all of my friends, people like you and me of a like mind. It's hard for me to ever see that group of people going away.
The dominance of the calendar, the fact that you own a day of the week, the cultural embedment of this game in America, I don't know how you undo that. John in McLean, who did a good job in a movie where he helped out the police get some bad guys in a building. What's up?
Well, I got to believe that the sociological thing that a couple of callers have brought up, the Hispanic thing I haven't thought about, but the red state, blue state thing is pretty real. If you think about SEC country, they're not thinking about flag football. They're thinking about slapping the pads on kids. And I don't see the CT information, even as it exists now, making a difference. My kids are in Northern Virginia, and they both play tackle football. Participation is down. We have a different population that we're choosing from. We're not SEC country. I wish they were, but that's a different story.
So I think it's a good point. I think there are people, I can't speak for like everyone in Alabama. You know what I mean? There are people in Alabama, I'm sure, that are seeing what studies are coming out and going, hey guys, we should probably be playing flag football. Would I assume and bet like you are that more people in SEC country than in Northern Virginia or in California would rather continue to play football the exact same way? Yeah, I'd assume that, but I don't know that that's gospel. I think that's just looking at something and judging a book by its cover, basically. I'd need to see more research on that. But I've never really thought of this as a political red versus blue thing. But it seems anymore like everything comes back to that in some way, unfortunately, in this country. Tressway punts for the Redskins. Nick Sundberg snaps for the Redskins. They came up with a board game that is now available for you to buy. They're going to tell us about it next. I'll ask them if they're going to let their kids play football as well. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.